and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, The Look of Love.
A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt down before him and asked him, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus answered him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. He replied and said to him, Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Haven't you wondered at one time or another, whatever happened to the rich young man in today's gospel? As I prayed with it this time, I simply let my imagination lead me into what became a conversation with the young man. It went something like this. My name is Nathan, he told me, and my life after that encounter with Jesus became one long struggle, forever in the context of not so much what he said to me, but how he looked at me. Remember how Mark says he looked at me and loved me? Well, that look of love has never left me. It was like nothing else I had ever experienced. I felt he actually saw right into my soul, that in that instant he knew me, and no matter the flaws he saw, he loved me anyway. Well, as I matured under that remembered intimate gaze of Jesus, I gained the courage somehow, and very gradually, to hear again those words that saddened me so much at the time. Go, sell what you have, and give to the poor. It was so hard. I had so much. I didn't want to give or sell any of it. And I began to realize that it was even more than money or material possessions that I clung to. There were things like control over my life and even over others, and security. What a risk it seemed to let any of it go. All the ways I was independent, didn't need anyone else as long as I could hold on to all the pieces of the way I lived and kept myself safe. To change anything, you know, like where I lived, or the people with whom I chose to associate, or my long-held personal views on things, from politics to religion to social life to education, anything. Well, as I say, very gradually, always under that remembered, loving look of Jesus, my eyes began to open, and I came to admit my lack of flexibility and my fear of change, of letting go. I had to acknowledge finally that if I really wanted the answer to my original big question, what must I do to inherit eternal life, I first needed to break out of the prison into which my many attachments had put me. Let me tell you, The feeling of freedom that slowly came was exhilarating. At this point, I interrupted him with a knowing nod of understanding, and I spoke briefly of how hard it is now, too, sometimes, being a disciple of Jesus. I quoted the author of a book I recently read on the art of letting go, in which the author writes, "How demanding is an attitude of non-possession? But I know that without it, nothing can grow." End quote. I also told him that in this 21st century, when all countries have been drawn closer together through extraordinary technical developments, we are called to think in even broader terms, as communities of nations, to look, for example, at the gaps between the rich and the poor, not just at home, but also in the entire world. Further than that, we have planetary and cosmic concerns needing to be addressed. For the first time ever, a papal encyclical, Laudato Si, from Pope Francis, is addressed to all persons who live on this planet, because all will need to let go of some aspects of our current lifestyles in order to save our common home, planet Earth. So Nathan and I parted in the sure and certain knowledge that the call to discipleship involves lifelong struggle to see everything in our lives as gift, not as objects, to share them equitably among all of us. Most of all, we know that we need to hold on to our shared belief in the unimaginable transforming power of a loving encounter with Jesus.